everybody. Mike Lawson here with Steve Broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of Think Co-op Financial Services Think 21 virtual conference series. And in this clip, Co-op Financial Services very own Bruce Drott asked Acorn CEO Noah Kerner a really cool question about how Acorn's system approach that they adopted from Apple, how that drives the company's business externally and internally. And here is Noah's response.
So one of the early things you talked about was this concept of kind of the system approach that you took from Apple, that concept of putting it together. If you would, could you give us maybe a little bit of a contrast of that, of how those products serve the end consumer versus other methods that people have taken, and what you see in that contrast and how you chose the one that you're utilizing?
Yeah, well, so I'll start with the customer and back to the topic of consumer psychology. And I think everybody knows this, so this is probably an obvious thing, but we all have sort of a frame of reference for the things we use or the things we see in the world. And we put things in a box. That's just how psychology works. So once you start to stand for something, PayPal stands for payment. It's very hard to stand for something else, right? Acorn stands for saving and investing. I hope it stands for saving and investing for the long term. And we know from our customers that they believe that at least our customers believe that that's true. I hope in the whole United States that that's true. But so once you have that, you occupy that space in people's minds, I think you have to bring things back to that core idea. Otherwise, people will not understand what you stand for, and they're not going to adopt your additional products, right? So financial wellness system means, how do these products work together to help customers save and invest as much money as possible? Why would Acorns get into banking or spending? We don't just do it because you should, or we're trying to build a supermarket for financial services. We do because how you spend impacts how much money you'll have to save or invest. And the spending product is meant to unlock saving and investing. Like I said before, when your paycheck hits Acorns, you have the ability to automatically invest it across our investment account. We know from research that the best way to stop someone from spending their money is to take it away from them, or to enable them to take it away from themselves before they spend it. So that's what I mean. And then on the other side of the equation, the number one reason people don't save and invest enough is because they don't earn enough. So we have a whole product line built around helping people earn extra money so they can save and invest extra money when they spend, on the side, and even from full-time jobs. We have millions of full-time job opportunities inside of our product. So that's what we mean by financial wellness system, that enables everyday Americans to save and invest every day.
That was great. And I think when I listen to you, I hear some of those mantras come out. And those mantras seem to kind of resonate both with your staff, as you talk about kind of those Tuesday all hands where you get people together, as well as to the consumers that you're serving. How do you use those to kind of unify your staff and unify even the purpose of those consumers who are using your app, to be able to know and to understand kind of that purpose that you are leading them to?
So every presentation at Acorn starts, every presentation, every slide presentation, the first slide is the mission statement. And it wasn't like we put that in the onboarding, you know, handbook. But people just do it. And since everybody does it, new people do it. And people actually read it. So every time you're doing a presentation at the company, or you're hearing a presentation at the, you hear that mission. And you hear that mission statement. And you're reminded. When we do the all hands, when we do business reviews, we do a monthly business review, we start with the mission. We show the vision, and we show our values every time. So when new people start, they hear about our values. They hear about them again. They hear about them again. And the team has sort of adopted this behavior of, in our Slack channel, where they give each other props, they'll always connect it back to the value. So one of our values is lead with heart. That's number one. And if somebody does something compassionate, right, or somebody does something that showed passion, they'll say, blah, 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 lead, you know, hashtag lead with heart. If somebody showed curiosity or a sense of growth and a learning mindset, they'll say, da 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 da, hashtag never stop growing. And if someone figured out how to do something that they didn't think was possible, or someone told them they can't, our fifth value is find a way. So they'll say something, 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 hashtag find a way. So it becomes indoctrinated in the company, and then the company and the people start to take it on. We make it a core part of how we hire, we make it a core part of how we onboard, and we make it a core part of the everyday experience of Acorns. It's so important. And then that translates into how we build product, how we communicate, you know, how we connect with our customers, And it's paramount that everybody at Acorns understands these things deeply and translates them in their work so that we deliver those same values and that same sense of purpose to our customers.
Thank you very much, Noah and Bruce, and stay tuned for more coverage of Co-op Financial Services Think 21 Virtual Series Conference here on CU Broadcast.